From WHQR Public Media in Wilmington, North Carolina, it's the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis Hilburn. Carolina Beach is the largest of the three beach towns in New Hanover County. At a population of about 6,300, it's around three times the size of the county's next largest, Wrightsville Beach, and 95% white, according to the U.S. Census. Median household income is $62,000 a year, higher than nearby Wilmington. The town is governed by a council made up of four members and a mayor. This year, four people are competing to be the next mayor of Carolina Beach. We'll meet them today. In the 2017 election, political newcomer Joe Benson beat the incumbent Mayor Dan Wilcox. 2 years later, Benson is not running for a second term. Our first mayoral candidate today, Tom Ellickson, who ran unsuccessfully for town council in 2015, has worked as a nuclear engineer at Aaron Engineering. He served in the commercial nuclear industry for about 30 years. He is a member of the Island Men's Charity Organization and co-chaired the town's Operations Advisory Committee. He's now president of a local nonprofit. Before his time in Carolina Beach, he served as a city council member in Hudson, Ohio, where he co-founded the Hudson Economic Growth Board. He is married and has one daughter. Today's interview is pre-recorded. So, Tom Ellickson, you ran for a seat on Carolina Beach Town Council in 2015, didn't win. According to the Star News, you filed this year on the last possible day. Was this a difficult decision, and what led you to pull the trigger?
Well, yeah, it is a difficult decision because, you know, we have a nice, comfortable life living on the island, and anytime you get involved in anything in the community, you know, it's a large personal sacrifice. So it takes a lot of, you have to be very, very sure about what you want to do.
And what are you sure about? What is it that you want to do?
Well, primarily, you know, I want to make sure that the town is able to successfully complete the large infrastructure projects that it will be undertaking over the next several years. And I believe that, as you mentioned, my 30 years of engineering experience, where I'm responsible for managing projects and making sure they get done successfully, right the first time and on budget and on schedule. I believe that those are good skills that our next mayor will definitely need. So that's the primary reason I'm running.
The town has fired two managers less than a year apart. What's going on there, and how would your presence as part of town council, as mayor, make a difference there?
Right. Well, I mean, that kind of gets into the second reason I'm running. You know, I've seen in the time that we've been in the town, there's a lot of, I guess, warning signs going on that maybe the town's not on the right path. You know, that so losing two town managers in the last year and three in 7 years is one sign. We've lost a large portion of our police force, seasoned police force, over the last couple of years. We've, you know, our reserve fund was in 2014, it was at over 70%, and now it's down to, as of last year, around 21%, and then prompted the treasurer of the state of North Carolina to write a letter of concern to us. And then, you know, we have the lake dredging project we struggled with. And so there's all these things. And I guess if you take those separately, maybe they don't mean much. But to me, they're all red flags. And when you combine them all together, it shows a pattern of what's going on in the city. And I think it just screams that we need new leadership. So I just think putting new people in with fresh ideas and fresh energy will make a big difference.
So if you, let's say that you win the mayoral seat, mm-hmm. and you get one free pass. In other words, you get one thing that you get to finish the way you want to finish it. What is that one thing?
The one thing to finish. There's so many things, but I guess, you know, primarily I would like to see us, I would like to take my experience in managing projects. I know the way we do things in the private industry, and I'd like to sit down with the town manager and compare notes and make sure, you know, go over their procedures that they're using and make sure they're using, you know, industry best practices. And so we can get these projects done successfully. And I think if something like that had been in place, it would have made a big difference with the dredging of the Carolina Beach Lake.
Well, tell us what went wrong there. I mean, that was a project that was originally supposed to cost about $2.7 million.
Right.
Now, more than a year late and a couple of years later, mm-hmm. we're looking at finishing it for between $3.1 and $4 million.
Yes.
So what went wrong?
Well, it's there's two things primarily. I mean, what we do like in private industry, again, is we'll have, before a large job starts, we'll have a pre-job brief. And so everyone sits down and you go over the schedule. And the schedule is not a one piece of paper with bullet points on it saying, well, we might start now, we might finish then. It's a week by week, line by line schedule, has a start date and end date, and has a person's name assigned to it. So there's attention to detail and there's accountability. And the other thing you do with a pre-job brief is you go to the contractor, can you meet the schedule? And that's number one. And number two, what risks are there? Because things come up you don't anticipate. So there's always project risks. And you need to go over those things. But what I see happen on the dredging project, they were supposed to start dredging in late March. I think maybe March 27th or March 29th in 2017. And the very first day they were supposed to start dredging, they didn't start dredging. And they told the council or the mayor or the manager that their equipment was out for repair. So how do you miss the very first start date of the very first item in your schedule? Something like that would have come up or should have come up in a pre-job brief, either as a project risk or we can't meet that date, we have other things going on. So that's where things started going downhill. I just from the very get-go, really. Other things, you should have weekly status meetings. And in the nuclear industry, when we do large projects, especially if we're moving stuff around, we do a site walk down. So you have boots on the ground. And so you, in this case, you'd walk around the lake. This is where the trucks will park. And you walk around the Matsu property. This is where the dredging spoils will be going. And so everyone's clear and on the same page and knows what's going on. So I think possibly, and I have to talk to the town manager and compare notes, and I think if you'd use those best practices, a lot of what went wrong could be avoided in the future. On we have a lot of future projects coming up.
Now, you were instrumental in starting to craft a plan for stormwater management. We all know mm-hmm. that's a huge issue in Carolina Beach. Whenever we have a major rain event coming to the Cape Fear region, we know there are streets in Carolina Beach that are going to flood prodigiously, and probably some of the most egregious flooding in the region there. What have you done and what still needs to get done to manage that better?
So what we did when I was on the Operations Advisory Committee, we drafted a stormwater and flooding report, and I was a key author on that. And as part of that, I went outside on a boat. I went touring up and down the Canal Drive and Florida Avenue sides, photographing the bulkheads, kind of an informal bulkhead survey. And that information got put together for PowerPoints for the committee and for council. And I think it clearly showed the effects of lower versus higher bulkheads. And ended up as one of our recommendations was to study further the bulkheads and come up with some maybe bulkhead standards and regulations. And so there's great work going on now with the Canal Drive Flooding Committee to follow up on that. So we need to follow through with that. And we need to, but whatever plan gets put in action, I think the key part is to make sure you follow through with it and just, get it implemented successfully.
The town has had some issues with pedestrian safety, mm-hmm. and pedestrian improvements are on the agenda for the town. Are the DOT financial issues, cash flow problems, going to affect the town of Carolina Beach in that way? Or how will you manage pedestrian improvements going forward?
Right. Well, the main road going through town is, we can't really do anything on that road without DOT approval, right? But there are things that need to be done. Several of the crosswalks are not well lit, so they can be, that's not a very huge expense. Other issues that we've had are people at the guarded crosswalks where we have the traffic lights and major intersections, people turning off the side road onto the Carolina Beach Road, are they distracted or are they paying attention? So there is things that we have under our complete control on those side streets. We can put in some kind of traffic calming measures, sometimes they're called, whether they're small rumble strips or narrowing of the road just to wake people up and make sure they're focused on driving as they're turning around the intersection. So as far as the finances go, that would be something that we would have to talk about and look into.
Availability of parking in Carolina Beach has also been an issue. How would you address that?
And that's a huge thing that I have some strong opinions about. And But I really think what we need to do is, right now this year, we barely had enough parking. But a lot of that parking that we do have is private lots, which could easily go away overnight, right, as soon as those properties are developed. And so the town is going to need more town-owned parking. And I would like us to project 5 and 10 years into the future to make sure we meet our parking needs. And as the next mayor, I would actually propose and form early on an ad hoc committee to study the parking. And I think ad hoc committees work best if you give them a deadline and a very specific purpose. And the purpose would be, I would give them 120 days, so 4 months. But I would like them to come back to us with three specific proposals about how to increase the parking. And I would also like them to make sure that those proposals address our parking needs 5 and 10 years down the road.
Carolina Beach, we just have a couple minutes left, mm-hmm. recently completed a beach nourishment project. Are there other strategies the town can use for shoreline management to protect its biggest asset?
Well, that's just a very difficult thing to do. I think right now the best solution does seem to be periodic beach renourishment. And the key to that is just to make sure we have available funding. I haven't heard any other proposals of any other things that we could be doing to firm up the shoreline.
Does the town have infrastructure that can live through a major storm, Category 3 or higher? And is that something Carolina Beach needs to be planning for?
I think the town infrastructure is, where we have the EOC and the police department and the fire department, they're easily capable of, I think, withstanding a Category 3 hurricane. So the thing is, as far as the town facilities go, we're in good shape. I mean, there's pump stations that could be submerged and flooded if we lose power, we lose our pumping capacity. But those are things I don't think there's any practical way to overcome. But the major pieces of, I think, are safe.
And that's our time. You're listening to the 2019 Coastline Candidate Interviews. Tom Ellickson, thanks so much for sharing your views with us
today.
Thanks
for having me.
Still ahead, TD Skaringi, Doreen Stanley, and current town council member Leanne Pierce, whom we'll meet next. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Today we're meeting the four people who would like to be the next mayor of Carolina Beach in New Hanover County. Joe Benson has held the seat for one term and is not running again. The four candidates for mayor in 2019 include one sitting council person, whom we'll meet now. Leanne Pierce was born and raised in rural Pender County. She's held a North Carolina real estate license for 14 years and lived in Carolina Beach for nearly 30. For most of that time, 2.5 decades, she's owned the Drifters Reef Hotel. Leanne Pierce first won a seat on Carolina Beach Town Council in 2013 and served as mayor pro tem throughout her first term. She won re-election in 2017, and although she has 2 years left in that term, she's decided to seek the office of mayor. Leanne Pierce, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you, Rachel. Appreciate you having me.
This is a pre-recorded interview. So tell us, Leanne Pierce, why mayor instead of finishing out your term as a council person?
Well, you know, Rachel, Carolina Beach is a very dynamic community that changes daily almost. And I knew that position when Mayor Benson decided he was not going to run again, I knew I needed to take some serious thought about that, because that position really needs someone who's experienced, someone who knows what we're working on, knows the connections that we have with our different partners in the state and in the county, and someone who can just continue that path forward motion without having to learn and to pick up and do a lot of back work before that.
Now, some people would argue they don't want to see things continue forward as they're going. The town has seen two town managers fired within the last year. The fund balance is down to 21%, and the town was warned by the local government commission. What exactly are you talking about that the town is doing right, that should be moved forward?
That's right. We're you're right, and there's not a lot I can say about the town manager as it's a personnel issue, but I would say you'd have to ask yourself what we've saved you. You know, when you have four council members out of five who agree that that is the right move in a short amount of time, I would say that that's confidence you need to have in your council that they're doing the right thing.
You're talking about firing the town
manager. And that's not something I'm happy about, but we certainly have a great backup in our interim town manager, Ed Parvin, who knows the ropes. We have great department heads. We are actually doing interviews now for a new town manager. We have some applications in. But I'll tell you, Carolina Beach is a great town. I was just over at the CVV before I came here visiting with Kim Huffman, and we talked about the increase in our room occupancy taxes, up 15% this year from last year. The economy and the growth in Carolina Beach is awesome, and we're just seeing so many things that are happening, and that is another reason I think we need experience, is how do you manage that growth? We have a great bike pedestrian plan unfolding. We just opened our 1.2 mile Island Greenway. We're looking at bike paths on St. Joseph Street, Clarendon Avenue, and Harper. And we just have so many things that we have done in Carolina Beach to push the town forward.
How do you think some of those projects, and I'm thinking of improvements to pedestrian areas, but you know, there was a toddler that was killed earlier this year, and there has been a lot of talk about making safety improvements. Will the DOT budget cuts and kind of cash flow problems affect you?
Well, and that was a horrible incident that happened, and that's terribly unfortunate for the family and everyone involved. But I am the liaison to the Bike Ped Committee, and it's something that's near and dear to my heart, that we can create bike pedestrian-friendly community that everybody loves in Carolina Beach. And we have improved the crosswalks. DOT has been very workable with us. We appreciate all the help they've given us. They've been out several times. We have double-sided our crosswalk flashers. We have different areas we've gotten permission for to put up crosswalks. We have Lake Park Boulevard and Ocean Boulevard and Dow Road are all DOT roads. So anything we do on those roads has to go through them. Now, they don't fund most of it. Most of it, they will say, we'll give you permission for if you can fund it. So they actually, we have made a lot of improvements. They gave us permission to put up bollards in our crosswalks. They gave us permission for a signal at Ocean Boulevard, which is where the Island Greenway crosses. And they've given us quite a bit of leadway. We got approved for a light at Hamlet Avenue, which we didn't ask for, but we'll take it. And that'll be fully funded with some grants that that we are going forward with. So that will not cost anything to the town. It'd probably be 2 years before you see it. I'm sorry, that's just the way it works with the government and how things progress. We wanted a light at Winter Avenue, but we were not approved for that, but we're still working on that in Carolina Beach.
Freeman Park is part of the town that's been facing some struggles, including erosion. According to WWAY, the town sold 7,000 passes this year, but can only accommodate 400 vehicles at a time because of erosion. What's the answer in terms of the policy going forward and the permitting policy for Freeman Park?
Well, I knew you were going to ask about Freeman Park. It's a hot topic in Carolina Beach. And Freeman Park is a dynamic coastal environment, one that no one controls but Mother Nature. But we sold, I think I had some notes here, that we sold something like 5,000 passes and 16,000 annual or daily passes. So what we did on the days that was limited, we did not sell any more daily passes. We don't know how that's going to work out next year. We've asked the Freeman Park Committee to come to us with some recommendations about how we can move forward. I mean, as far as loss of revenue, I mean, the sales are pretty much equal or a little less than what they were last year, but not a huge dip that you would expect to see. And I think people from all over the county and state and in the country love Freeman Park. It's something that you don't find in a lot of towns, and it's awesome that we have it. And as you probably know, we don't have a permit to renourish that beach, you know, because beach renourishment is about protecting infrastructure, and there's no infrastructure on Freeman Park.
Right. And the town of Carolina Beach recently did complete a renourishment project in the part that it can renourish.
Right.
Are there other strategies? I mean, given the increasing frequency and severity of storms that we're seeing in the Cape Fear region, Are there other shoreline management strategies that the town can implement?
Well, and that's a good question, and that's something we've asked our staff and our town manager to go out and look at. We have a great Ports and Waterway Commission here in New Hanover County. We're looking at some of those things. That's an awesome question. Our beach renourishment is we had one of the biggest beach renourishments we've had this year, and it was awesome. But as far as Freeman Park, how do you get sand on Freeman Park? I don't know. We don't have a permit for that. That's just not in the federal permit that we have for the beaches, for the dune structures and the infrastructure. So that's something that we'll have to look at in the future to see. We've always been told no, 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 but I'm open to see if there's a yes somewhere.
The Carolina Beach Lake dredging debacle.
I thought you'd go there too.
Yeah, of course.
And so, that's not a debacle.
Well, it's late and it's way over budget.
That's right.
Almost 50% over budget. If my math is right there, $2.7 million was the original allotment. Now we're talking about between $3.1 and $4 million to finish it. What went wrong there?
Well,
and what lessons have you learned?
And my information says we have $1.2 still sitting in our budget to go towards that. But I'll check on that information. But we got about 40 cubic square yards of the dredge material out. We had a permission on our Matsu property to have that put probably about 50 feet from where it actually is. And I can tell you that Matsu, since all the things that have happened in our country, are very tight on their permissions and working with non-federal partners and non-military partners. So, it was in the wrong spot. Was it that far off? No. But I can tell you that we gained 6 million gallons of capacity for that lake, which is the stormwater retention pond for 600 acres in Carolina Beach. So that is huge that we did that. Never been done in the history of Carolina Beach that lake was dredged. So we were really going out on the limb to do something that has never been done. And I believe we should do the rest of the project. That's something that is crucial to our stormwater infrastructure in Carolina Beach. And what we would have to do to move forward with that would be to get federal permission from Matsu to continue to put the spools on their site. So we're working through that right now. We have some environmental people out there working on that. Mayor Benson has been instrumental with his connections in the military and understanding how all that works. So we're looking to, we hope in the next couple of months, have an answer from them, yes or no, we're going to let you continue. And that's going to be the driving factor, I believe, whether it happens or not.
Over the last 4 years, the town has watched its fund balance drop, and it was recently warned that it's precipitously low, sitting at 21%. Why didn't the town management take action before the local government commission had to step in and warn the town?
Good question. And like I said, with the town manager issues, that is the town manager's number one responsibility is to be the budget manager. It's not council. It's not staff. That's the town manager is supposed to oversee that. So I think when you see your council take action, then that would tell you why. We have built that fund balance up. I believe it's a little closer to 30%, maybe 28% now. It changes daily depending on how much we spend out in like when we spend a lot of money for Florence, we had to get reimbursed from FEMA. So we're looking for some reimbursements. But I believe it's a little closer now to 30%. And, I understand where you're coming from, and that's an excellent question.
Does the town have buildings or infrastructure that can withstand major storms at this point, Category 3 hurricanes and higher? And if not, are there lessons that need to be learned and put in place for the future?
Well, I believe that our town hall, we have not seen a Cat 3 since Fran, I'm thinking, in 96. So, but I do believe town hall would probably be a structure, probably the newer structures in town. I hate to say this, but the hurricane we just had was not that much of an event. I mean, I hope that our citizens don't think that is a hurricane, because I've seen many in the 30 years I've been in Carolina Beach. Fran was probably the worst, when houses were sitting in the street on top of sand. So I would say that the infrastructure at our town hall is probably good. That would be a great question for the town manager or the fire chief. But I do know that at Cat 3 or 4, the emergency personnel leave the island. They don't stay on the island. They have to protect, you know, our ability to provide safety to the citizens when the storm is over.
And that's our time, Leanne Pierce. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Awesome, Rachel. Thank you for having us. And you guys have always done a great job of getting it out to the public who's running for office. So thank you.
Thank you. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interview. Still ahead, Carolina Beach mayoral candidates Doreen Stanley and T.D. Scaringi, whom we'll meet next. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Today, we're meeting the four candidates seeking to be mayor of Carolina Beach in New Hanover County. Joe Benson has held the seat for one term. He's not running again. Joining me now, T.D. Scaringi. He's worked in Hollywood as a grip and key grip for more than 40 years. He retired from the film business last year after moving to Carolina Beach in 2012 to work on We Are the Millers. He's a member of Federal Point Historic Preservation Society. He's been married for over 30 years and has two sons. T.D. Scaringi, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you.
You explained to us in your bio that a key grip is a department head and is responsible for providing a budget, method, and schedule for the production part of a film.
That's correct. And hiring crew members to work on the production.
So what parallels do you see between doing that kind of work and serving as mayor of Carolina Beach?
Again, over the years, I've hired many crew members to do different films, and I would like to be involved with the hiring process of our next town manager.
What do you think have been the issues with the past town managers? Understanding that you're a newcomer to this, you haven't been on the inside, but what's gone wrong?
The first town manager that was released was very ambitious and had a lot of projects going on the island at the same time. These projects, because there were so many projects, hiring had to take place to fill positions needed to do the projects, and a lot of money was spent.
So you last ran for a seat in Carolina Beach in 2015, and granted you were working at the time, but there were nine people running. Two of those people actually dropped out of the race, but their names still showed up on the ballot. You came in dead last of the nine people. You got 20 votes, T.D. Scaringi. So what's different this time? What happened there, and what's different now?
Yeah, I took a job in Atlanta, and I could not campaign, and I probably could not even do the job if I won. So I just sort of stepped away. I tried to withdraw my name from the ballot, but there was a deadline, and ballots were already published.
So you weren't actually running at that point. If you had won the seat, what would have happened?
Well, I didn't expect to win because I did not campaign for it.
Why do you want to spend your time as mayor of Carolina Beach? Most people move there to enjoy the beach itself.
It's been a very active 40 years of work in the motion picture industry, and I just didn't want to come here and just sit around or go fishing or something. And I saw what was going on around the island and thought that I could do a better job than what was currently being done.
And when you think about that, you've already talked about the hiring of the new town manager. We know that the fund balance is precipitously low for Carolina Beach, and that's a trend that's been happening over the last 4 years. Finally, the local government commission had to step in and warn town management. How would you help build that back up?
Well, just the other town meeting, the council went into closed session and decided to buy some property. And I don't understand how we can make those funds grow when we continue to buy things. I just think we need a little moratorium, do some slow but steady growth as opposed to the type of growths that have been going on in Carolina Beach.
If you had a free pass and you could make one thing happen the way you wanted to see it happen, if you're elected as mayor, what would that one thing be? What's the biggest change you want to make?
Well, the town council and the city team that's running the town has done a very good job in making the town much more presentable. the issues that I see that will need to be addressed. One of the things that I feel strong about is the parking situation around town, and that the downtown area, hotels and things are being demolished and given way to parking lots, privately owned parking lots. The town of Carolina Beach has parking lots that they share the revenue with owners, but these new parking lots are privately held. They need permits annually to run, and I think our town council should step up and give these people permits, but under the condition that they honor town parking passes, so people can park in these lots without paying, as a way to improve parking in the city.
We've seen the DOT struggle with cash flow and essentially cut off many projects that were in the pipeline. How will that affect Carolina Beach, and how do you think Carolina Beach can move forward despite what's happening with DOT's budget?
Well, to me, we have a lot of new crosswalk, solar-powered intersections and radar detectors on roads and like that. I don't see that it's really slowed down at all. The town has been striving to make it safer for pedestrians, and I don't know what DOT is. I don't know the issues with DOT as far as the town of Carolina Beach is.
Okay. Freeman Park, that has been a source of frustration for some folks who've bought permits. Now Freeman Park is dealing with erosion, so it's seriously reduced the number of vehicles that can show up on the beach. What do you think? How should the permitting policy match what Freeman Park is able to accommodate? And if you could write that policy, what would it look like?
Well, I think the Freeman Park pass access thing will settle itself. People will or will not buy it. I don't think... There doesn't seem to be a plan in place to re-nourish the beach. And a lot of this maneuvering by the town is done behind closed doors, so there's really no knowing what is going on with the north end of the town.
So you've kind of hinted at this a couple of different ways. You seem to think that there's not a great deal of transparency when it comes to how local government is conducted. Is that what you're saying?
Town council can go into closed session on certain things, and they do. What I see is that it would be nice, and one of the reasons I'm running for mayor is because I don't own rental properties. I don't have a business in Carolina Beach, so whatever vote I take, I will never benefit directly from that, because I don't have, a dog in this race.
Okay. And right now, do you feel like members of town council are voting in ways to benefit themselves?
No, I didn't say that.
Okay. That's fair enough. The Carolina Beach Lake dredging project is off schedule. It's over budget. It's perhaps an open question at this point how over budget it will be. Whose fault is the snafu? And if you were elected mayor, how would you complete that project, or would you?
Well, some projects need to be micromanaged. The dredging project came to a halt because the spoils from the lake were put in the wrong spot. And then tempers grew and everything came to a stop. There's another thing that's going on in town right now is small car parking on Lake Park Boulevard. The town drew lines at the end of the diagonal parking spaces, and now they are saying that the car needs to fit entirely within that square. I went around recently and took measurements, And I concluded that the line was drawn improperly. And I would 70% of the cars that try to park there don't fit. So micromanaging is making sure things are done right the first time to avoid additional expenses when you have to do it two and three other times, like in the lake dredging thing. The other thing about the lake dredging project is they decided to dredge it 8 feet deep, where the valve, the pipe that drains the lake prior to an approaching storm is only 18 inches under the surface of the lake. So I don't know why we're dredging it 8 feet deep. I would propose that they reduce the amount of volume of spoils by reducing the depth of the lake to 4 feet. And instead of taking the spoils from the lake, creating some type of island within the lake behind bulkhead steel walls and put that spoils there, let them dry, and manicure it and make it look like part of the lake.
Is that a suggestion that anybody has entertained at this point?
Yes. There were studies prior to beginning to do dredge the lake that suggested that would be one option.
Now, we just have a few seconds left. Flooding, stormwater management, how would you approach that?
Well, draining the lake is only a postpones flooding if there's a lot of rain. So you just need to man the pumps, make sure there's fuel to run the pumps, and try to ride out any storm that we have.
And that's our time. T.D. Skaringe, thank you so much for sharing your views with us today.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews of 2019. Coming up next, we meet the fourth candidate for mayor of Carolina Beach, Doreen Stanley. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline. You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Today we're meeting the four candidates seeking to be mayor of Carolina Beach in New Hanover County. Joe Benson has held the seat for one term and is not running again. In the previous segments, we met Tom Ellickson, Leanne Pierce, and T.D. Skaringe. Doreen Stanley is with me now. She's lived in Carolina Beach for 3.5 years. She spent the last couple of decades working in public safety, which includes, she says, as a firefighter, lieutenant, captain, and instructor. She's also worked for 911 Communications and the North Carolina State Highway Patrol as a communications specialist. Doreen Stanley, welcome to Coastline.
Thank you so much for having me.
Today's conversation is pre-recorded. Why do you want to be mayor of Carolina Beach?
I feel that our country needs political reform. We are in an age where people are being divided by party. And
are you seeing that happen in Carolina Beach?
Yes.
On a local level?
Yes, ma'am. And I believe that political reform, because I'm a member of the Constitution Party, although I'm not all about party, I'm about vote for the best person for the job.
And it is a nonpartisan race.
That is correct. So I believe in leading by example. I'm old school fire, old school public safety, and I believe that we need to get back to leading by example and treating others as we would want to be treated. And I feel that our current political leadership is not empowering our community the way they should be. We need to be empowering our people, and we don't seem to be doing that at the current level.
When you talk about empowering your people, do you mean staff members, or are you talking about constituents?
I'm talking about employees of the town as well as constituents. I believe that people need to be more involved in their government on the local level, on the state level, and on the federal level. And in order to do that, we have to respect people's time. So one of the goals that I have going forward, if I'm elected as mayor, is to encourage participation from the public through many channels, online channels. The town's in the process of trying to redo their website, and I'm hoping that will include avenues to where the public can participate in the decision-making process. It shouldn't be all left up to the elected officials.
You've said you'll take a more common sense approach to management issues. Specifically, what are your criticisms of the current council?
We all have to work together. So it's not necessarily criticism. It's about prioritizing our decision-making process. My platform is a prosperity platform, and what I like to concentrate on in the decision-making process is prioritizing the levels of affairs that are being discussed at Carolina Beach. One of the problems that I have with the current council is that for the new CAMA land use plan, our natural resources are not priority number one, and they should be. Without our natural resources here in this area, we do not have a sustainable community. So my goal going forward is to prioritize every decision that's made with my prosperity platform.
How does that show up, the natural resources not being the number one priority? Specifically, how does that show up, and what needs to change in that plan?
In the plan, the current plan, the goal is to improve the appearance of Lake Park Boulevard and major thoroughfares throughout our town. And, of course, with improvement of the appearance, we have stormwater concerns. We also have concerns with our natural resources. So in my platform, how can you honestly put the appearance before your natural resources when making decisions going forward for improvements or updates to our community?
You've said that you would fight for prayer before council meetings.
Yes, ma'am.
And the term One Nation Under God.
That is correct.
Does that mean Christian prayer, or would all denominations, all religions be welcome? What does that mean to you?
I am non-denomination now. That means fighting for all denominations, all beliefs. If someone's offended at us recognizing that there's a higher power above us, I just ask them to be an adult in the situation and just, maybe exit the room and then re-enter once the meeting starts. I believe the majority rules, and most folks in our town and in our community are up for prayer, and I am too. I have a lot of faith, and I believe that good leadership is attributed to faith. Without faith, you don't know where you're going.
You don't support contracting with Lanier for parking. Why is that, and what would you do with the town's parking management?
The average employee in the town of Carolina Beach, including their health insurance, is said to be around $67,000. So I believe in bringing those jobs back local. Lanier Parking is not a local company. They are out of South Carolina. I have went around the town on foot, and I've had a lot of residents bring it to my attention that over 60 to 70 parking meters have been out of service this season during peak season. So the town has lost a considerable amount of revenue because of this. I just believe that local folks that are hired by the town, when they are managed well and they're empowered to do their job, it creates more revenue for the town.
What about availability of parking? That's always been an issue in Carolina Beach.
And it always will be, because everybody wants to come to the beach. So I am not for a parking garage or any type of structure like that in our community. I think our community should stay quaint. And I think there just comes a time when we have to accept that we can only allow or have enough parking for so many people to be on our beach. We don't want our beach to be overly crowded. With overcrowding comes difficulties in managing the beach strand, such as trash removal, cigarette butts, upkeep. So parking will be always an issue. There's lots of things that our town could do in order to mitigate the parking issue by changing some of the parking spaces to be more parallel parking, or just changing the angles of them to where you could get more vehicles inside our community.
When you think about climate change, the increase in the severity and frequency of storms, we just got through Dorian, which didn't have much of an impact on the Cape Fear region. But are there lessons to take from Hurricane Florence and Dorian and planning for the future? For instance, is there infrastructure in Carolina Beach that can withstand a major Category 3 hurricane? And do you need to plan for that?
Absolutely. Our town currently has a flood mitigation system that is comprised of pumps that are stationed around certain areas of our town, and those pumps have worked very well in years past. In Florence, we did have a pump failure that was repaired by FEMA. So we do need to continue our flood mitigation, especially in the Canal Drive area. And there's lots of options that our flood committee for Canal Drive is working on. So I don't want to overstep my boundaries with what those folks are working on as we speak. But we do have a very nice pumping system within our town, and we have very, very educated employees who handled Dorian exceptionally well. So there was no flooding this time. Florence was attributed to the failed pump. So
over the last several years, the fund balance in Carolina Beach has dropped lower and lower and lower, to the point where this past year the local government commission felt they needed to step in and issue a warning about that. What would you do to build up the fund balance, and what do you think has been going? Why is it continuing to drop?
It's continuing to drop because the federal government keeps dangling grants in front of us. And naturally, communities want to take advantage of those grants. But with grants that the federal government offers us, or the state also does it, you have to match a certain portion with that. So we've done a lot of improvements, a lot of capital improvements within our community. And going forward, we have to have a more balanced growth and spending plan. So getting our reserves back up will improve this year, because we do have some loans that are maturing. So that fund balance should improve. But going forward, we have to have a more balanced spending plan and capital improvement plan.
And just a few seconds left. You get a free pass. You get one thing that absolutely gets done the way you want it to get done. What is it? What's your pet project?
Empowerment of the people.
All right. Doreen Stanley, that's our time. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's this edition of the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Thanks also to T.D. Scaringi, Leanne Pierce, and Tom Ellickson. Coastline's producer is Caitlin Freund. Technical director is Ken Campbell, and production manager is Caitlin Hanrahan. Rachel Keith is news producer. Coastline is a production of WHQR Public Media. The voter registration deadline is October 11th. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn for Coastline.